This is WHCC in Holland. It's time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our Talk of the Town number is 395-1450. Our guest this morning is Sherry Cadeau. Good morning, Sherry.
Hey, good morning, Duke. How are you?
And Sherry, of course, is very active in the bus business. And this is a very bad time of year, I would think, to be in the bus business.
Yeah, well, it's been a tough time.
Yeah.
Real tough time. And you know what? I give our drivers a lot of credit. Can you imagine having their job and having people on board and responsible for their safety and having to operate a bus in a lot of these conditions? So, but you know what? They show up. They show up on time. They're there to report every day to do their job. And I think they deserve a big shout out. So I'm pretty proud of them.
Yeah, yeah. I would think that keeping the buses in shape is also a problem.
It is. Thankfully, we have an automatic bus washer, and so the buses get a good scrub down every night to get that salt and that grime off them, because obviously that can corrode the buses pretty quickly. So they each cost about $250,000. We want to take real good care of them.
Well, you know, that brings to mind another question I had. Somebody said to me the other day, why don't they use a van to pick up these people if, you know, they're on demand?
Right.
And I said, well, a bus costs a lot more than a van, and and it lasts a lot longer than a van, too. So,
yes.
So that's a good reason for not using a van.
Well, the other thing you have to think about, and I always make this analogy, is think about a freeway, 6 or 8 lane freeway. You're driving down it at 2:30 in the morning. How many cars do you see on there?
Not very many.
Not very many. Well, why do we have 6 lanes then? It's because of peak time, okay?
Yeah.
Same thing with our bus system. We want to be able to have large enough buses to be able to move all the people we need to move during the peak travel times, and that's in the morning and then in the afternoon when people are going to and from work and school and other locations and appointments. And we have had many occasions on some of our popular routes where we have standing room only. I'll hear it coming over the radio from dispatch. The driver will say, I got nowhere to put people.
Really?
And sometimes we'll have to send out a shadow bus to go pick, finish the rest of the route and go to those remaining stops. So that's a really good problem to have. But that's why we do have larger buses. Here's an interesting fact, too, is the smaller buses get the same fuel economy as the larger ones.
Is that right?
I would have never thought that either, but that is the case.
Interesting.
So, it's really not any more fuel efficient for us to operate a van. Another thing is wheelchairs are getting so many different configurations now with mobility devices, and some of them are heavier, they're wider, and the smaller vans simply can't accommodate some of those newfangled mobility devices out there. So the larger ones do have a larger berth to be able to get those chairs in there.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple different reasons why we do that.
Is the ridership continually rising?
Yes, ridership continues to grow on the fixed routes. It's about the same on demand response, which is good because that's a premium, more expensive service. But fixed routes, we're definitely seeing an increase. So more people are giving transit a try.
Yeah.
It's been a trying time, Duke, with this weather. I understand when people call in, we've taken a lot of heat. It's been really cold to stand outside and wait for the bus with snow. And our buses are doing the best they can to service all the routes.
Yeah.
We have been forced to not go down certain side streets or to go down cul-de-sacs, especially because they're really being pinched pretty tight by the snowbanks.
Yes.
Now, they've receded a little bit over the last couple of days with the mild weather, but the best thing to do is if you know you have a bus stop and you're going to be using it in the morning and you think it's going to be possibly not passable by the bus, we would ask that you go to the nearest main street bus stop because those are most likely to be plowed and be cleared. And if the bus gets stuck, if you want it on a side street, you're not going anywhere until we can get that bus out. And you're still going to be late. So we want to get everybody there safely, and we don't want buses stuck on secondary roads if they just can't get through.
Nobody's going to go anywhere until the bus is out.
Nobody's going to go anywhere. So we've had that happen, and, you know, we're not alone. If misery loves company, we have plenty of it this year because I know Flint recently had 7 of their buses stuck in one day, and many students were stuck on that for hours on the bus. So it's been a rough year for us for transit, but Spring is around the corner. I just feel it. I know it.
Right. And we can always brag about this being such a bad winter.
and I think this is probably one of the harshest ones we've had in decades.
So. What do you do when a bus gets stuck? You send somebody out, or does the driver try to wiggle his way out, or her way out?
The driver will try to wiggle their way out if they can, but of course we don't want them, burning up the transmission and doing damage to the bus. So what we do is we call the tow truck if they can't get out. Usually a road supervisor is dispatched out to that bus to see if they can't bring a shovel and some salt and try and work their way around the problem. But usually we'll just call a tow truck and make sure that we get them out safely.
Okay. We're going to take time out here for a word. And by the way, our guest this morning is Sherry Cadeau from the Max Bus System. And if you have a question for Sherry, you may call.
Look in my ear and they could not see it. So that was pretty impressive for me.
Van Dorn Hearing Care doesn't just sell hearing aids. They improve your quality of life. Call 796-9387.
All right. We're here with Sherry Cadeau this morning talking about buses. And if you have a question, give us a call, 395-1450. All right, we know what responsibility the bus system has. Now let's talk a little bit about the responsibility the riders have.
Yeah, Duke, really we want to put safety first for our passengers. We understand they're out in the elements. It's extremely cold. It's slippery. We totally get that. Here's a couple of things that they can do to stay safe. Is when you go out, please do bundle up. If you know the wind chills are really bad, you might have to wait. The bus will more than likely be delayed because all the other traffic on the road is being delayed. So dress warmly. Be prepared to walk a little bit farther distance if you need to get it to a main road bus stop. And make sure that you never, ever stand on top of a snowbank. If the bus stop is there and it's not clear, go to the first clear driveway and the bus will pick you up there.
Oh.
It's always helpful, though, if you make eye contact with the driver and maybe wave, because they might not see it till the very last minute if
very
it's
true.
A high snowbank. So try to make yourself be seen. If you're out early in the morning when it's still dark, or if you're riding the twilight route, make yourself visible. Wear some reflective clothing, light clothing, or carry a little pocket LED flashlight and flash that so that we can take note that you're at that bus stop. But do allow some extra time. When you wake up in the morning and you know you're going to ride the bus to get to work or to school or someplace, always, you can do a few things to stay on top of. Number one, is my stop closed? Are they able to get down my road? Is it delayed? Is it canceled? Now, we've only canceled service twice in the 12 years I've been with Max.
Really?
Twice. So it's got to be really, really bad before we'll totally cancel service. But if you suspect we're having a weather event and we might have some service disruptions, you can always call 355-1010. Customer service is open at 6 a.m. You can call and let us know if, you're going to be able to catch that bus stop at a certain place.
Okay, and I have a call coming in here.
Okay, let's take it.
Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Yeah, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Excuse me a second. Yeah, because I'm about to on the north side on Willow Avenue. Okay, I used to go to my sister, but when I walking on Willow Avenue, that's on the sidewalk had not been plowed. Had to walk on the right-hand side of the road. I ain't cutting between the McDonald's park lot and Burger King. I called the office and I told them that I knew the chemical bank city was making it safe for me to board the bus. But there's no room for me to walk on Willow Avenue, and it's so unpassable.
Yeah, that's a problem. Max, we're responsible for a lot of stuff, but you know what? We're not responsible for clearing the sidewalks. That's well beyond our responsibility. We do try to keep our bus stops clear and open. In fact, I have office staff that's actually volunteering to go out and help the maintenance staff take care of our bus stops. If you see that you cannot get down a walkway, Alfonso, you need to call City Hall or call the township or wherever it is located and request that they get a plow out there so that people can access that. A lot of times those jurisdictions have been very, very accommodating. If we're aware that a sidewalk's not open and people cannot get to a bus stop, we'll make a call and say, when you have time, we know you're busy and you have a lot on your plate, but if you can do it, it would be really appreciated because we have passengers who need to access the fixed route buses. And okay. And they often get somebody out there right away.
Thank you.
No, is there someone that, let's say, is really near a bus stop, okay, he can shovel out the bus stop?
Can you repeat that?
Shovel it out?
Shovel it out. Well,
yeah.
We don't have the manpower to do that. That would really be the jurisdiction or the homeowner who is responsible for keeping their walkways clear.
Okay.
So we can request that, but we just, you know, we're not responsible for that. We certainly don't have the resources to do that. So you can help a lot of people who are using the bus system and just regular pedestrians if you do keep your walkways clear.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. All right. Let's continue with the things the writers can do.
Yes. They can also sign up for our text alert messages. And what will happen is they'll get a text alert that will be sent to their phone whenever a route is deviated because we can't get through a road, or if we have a service delay, or if there's some route revision, they will get a message right on their cell phone. That's really handy if you have that with you and you're on your way to the bus stop. You'll know. You can also visit our website. Usually by about 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, we have all the route deviations posted. And so they can always check our website for that. And, of course, you can always follow us on Twitter and Facebook because we're always linking all these messages. So there's about 5 or 6 different ways our passengers, our customers can clue in if we're going to be servicing their stop on any given day.
Do we have any first-time riders now that the storm is here?
You know, I don't know.
I was just wondering because some people say, I'm going to leave the car home today and take the bus.
That's true. Or they're just saying, like me a lot of nights, you know, I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. I know I need that milk, you know, but I'm not going to go to the store. You just don't want to go out because it's really a challenge.
Yeah.
And you feel like you're rolling the dice, too. You know, it's like, is this going to be the time I get in the accident? I feel like I'm living my 9 lives, you know.
Right, right. All right. Other responsibilities of the riders?
Really, if you don't need a ride, the other thing we've had is for the reserved ride folks, a lot of times if they have standing rides or going somewhere, they have a responsibility to cancel that ride.
Mm-hmm.
We've had people call and say, yes, you know, such and such a place open today. I don't know. You'll have to call or check the closings list on TV or the radio. So we don't keep a comprehensive closing list. It's really if your school is closed and you know you have a ride to school, you need to call us and cancel that ride. The sooner the better, because then we can free up that space on the bus for somebody else. So please do that so that you don't get a no-show. That's a bad thing. You don't want to have too many no-shows because then you might lose your privileges to ride the reserved ride service.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, is that the way it works? If you're a no-show often enough, you lose your privilege?
You do. You'll be, well, not forever, but we will suspend you. And we give you plenty of notice. So we will contact you by phone or send you a letter and let you know. And sometimes we understand there are circumstances where you can't call.
Yeah.
Let's say you have a family member who's very ill or went to the hospital. You know, there's other stuff going on. And if you simply explain that to us, a lot of times we'll say, oh, that's understandable. But for the most part, people just say, well, I didn't need the ride and I wasn't there for the bus. That's very bad. So
okay.
Please cancel those rides.
We are going to take time out here for the weather, and everybody's eager to hear that, I know. All right, here's the weather, and it's brought to you today by the Wooden Shoe Restaurant, now featuring the Eggs Oscar Benedict. And the weather, winter weather advisory till 7 p.m. Friday for Allegan and Ottawa County. Today, it'll be rain and thunder with a high of 42. Tonight, windy with evening thunderstorms and a low of 30. Tomorrow, windy with snow showers possible, a high of 29. And Saturday, partly sunny, a high of 26. Sunday, back to cold with a high of 19. Wow. And I really don't like that. I'm glad spring is on its way.
We just can't shake this weather, can we?
No.
It's been tough.
It's been tough for everybody, I think, except... Well, if you're into winter sports, I suppose it's okay.
If you're a snowmobiler or a skier, you're probably just loving this, and you're in your glory. But
But the rest of us, well, we suffer along with it. All right.
Spring is going to be around the corner, Juke. So you know, tulip time.
Oh yeah.
We have something going on for tulip time this year. We're going to be doing the tulip time shuttle again.
Really?
And what the shuttle is, this will be, I believe, the third year now that we're doing this, is a shuttle will circulate from the Padno Center, which is the depot, the train depot. It will go down 7th Street, circulate around a river, go down Douglas, Lakewood. It'll hit 31, come off on the 8th Street exit, service the Ditto location as a park and ride lot, and the D&W lot on Douglas is a park and ride. So the whole point of this little circular shuttle route is to bring people in from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it gets parking and traffic is crazy.
Yes, it is.
Because everybody wants to be there on parade day, and they only get there and they want to get a good spot. And so what we're asking people to do this year, actually the last 3 years, is park your car in one of those park and ride lots. So go to the D&W lot on Douglas or Lakewood. I can't remember which it is. I think it's Douglas. And park your car there, or go to the Ditto's lot on 8th Street, right by Clover there. Leave your car, hop on the bus. The bus will take you to the Padno Center. From there, you're literally two or three blocks away from all the action. So it's a great way to get downtown and not get caught up in all the congestion. You know, it's kind of like when the fireworks are done and everybody's dispersing. You're still sitting there for a half an hour, 45 minutes later, because everybody's going nowhere.
Yeah.
We all want to get out at the same time. We all want to come in at the same time. So in other communities, they really do embrace transit and shuttle systems, and we'd love to try and change the culture of Holland to get people more acclimated to, you know, I'm going to hop on the shuttle, I'm going to hop on the bus and leave the car behind. I can drive my car as soon as I get back to D&W, and often I'm on my way, but at least you'll be able to get out. The good thing about the shuttle is it operates even on parade days. So this route will continue to run. It'll run every 15, 20 minutes. And the real bargain is if you want to buy a wristband, a shuttle wristband, they cost $5. But this is an incredible super deal. You get unlimited rides on the fixed routes during the whole week of Tulip Time,
mm-hmm.
and unlimited shuttle rides. So think about it. If you're a Dutch dancer, you're going to be coming downtown, doing a lot of practices, and then all your recitals and performances. If you're somebody visiting in the area and you're going to be using... going down to Tulip Time a lot, this is definitely a good value. And then you don't get caught up in all the parking and traffic congestion.
Will the drivers be having those wristbands?
The drivers will not. You can order them through Tulip Time.
Okay.
They're doing add-ons to ticket sales. So if you're going to be buying tickets, you can buy your wristband at the same time. You can go to Max's website, which is catchamax.org, and it's under the passes, buy a pass. So you can buy your wristband there, and we mail that out to you. And you can also do it over the by the phone. If you want to call Max at 355-1010 and charge that, you can charge it, and we'll send that right out to you. So
mm-hmm.
there's a few different ways to buy that. And then, of course, you can just walk into the Padno Center. We sell them there as well.
The reason I talked about a little bit about the first-time riders with this weather and so on, if they don't know the bus routes, now can they go to the website and find the bus routes?
Yes, they can do. They can find all of our routes right on our website, and it will have a composite map which shows all of the routes laid out on the service area. So they can actually see, oh, this one's a blue route, this one's a brown, I have to transfer. They can physically see on the map. Then we also have separate route pages. And those show the single route, and it shows all of the bus stops and then the times. So it specifies what time it will be at which stop in sequential order from outbound to inbound. And for those who don't know transit, when you're outbound, it's leaving the transfer center at the top of the hour. And then when it gets about midway through its route and it starts heading back to the Padno Center, the depot, that's considered inbound.
Okay.
So it's a really easy system because all the buses arrive at their bus stops at the same time every hour. Now, it's not confusing like some big systems where it might come every 10 minutes during peak and then it goes to every 30 minutes off peak and certain days, and it can get very confusing sometimes. Ours is a very simplistic system to learn and use. And if you ever want some travel training or help planning your trip, just call us at 355-1010. And one of our reservationists will help you plan your trip. She'll ask, where are you starting from? Where are you trying to go? What time do you need to be there? And then they back up in terms of planning the trip. They'll tell you what route to get on, where you live, what the nearest bus stop is, how to access it. And the cool thing is, let's talk spring, okay, really? Because the snow, we have to stay.
This is temporary.
That's right. It's just temporary. It's moving through. It'll clear up. Blue skies tomorrow, right? And, you know, the cool thing is that when spring gets here, you can take your bike with you on the bus. So think about it. The last mile challenge you can easily overcome if you bike and ride. We're able to accommodate most two-wheeled bikes, and they travel for free with you. You just put them on the rack, and then when you're ready to deboard, you just take your bike and off you go. So we've got a brand new piece that's coming out. It's a brochure that should be available, I'm thinking, early April.
Okay.
And it will talk about biking and riding, combining the two in the greater Holland, Zealand area. And what we've done is we've taken all the bike paths and bike trails, and we've overlaid those with our bus route.
Really?
So that you'll be able to see the bus routes and the bike paths. I don't know if you knew this, but really the state park from our farthest point west is a five-mile bike ride down Ottawa Beach Road.
Mm-hmm.
That's really doable because it's pretty much flat terrain. It's a beautiful ride under
yeah.
a canopy of trees. Lot of cool things to see along the way. Then you start heading out by the fairgrounds and by the Park Township Airport. And so it's a really nice ride. So if somebody wants to explore the area, get some good exercise, some fresh air, combine, you know, the bus, using the bus with biking, and it would be a great thing to do this spring or summer. So this whole brochure will tell you how to do it. We'll talk about bike rental locations. We'll talk about bike safety tips, state laws in Michigan in terms of biking, so that if you're coming in from out of state or if somebody coming in, they'll understand what the state laws are.
Right.
So
a lot of people travel, and they take their bikes with them, and they, wherever they go,
they do
go on bike rides.
Yes, and the cool thing is that the folks coming in from the beach, the boaters and the campers, they could bike in to the service area, then catch the bus, and then go to really, you know, it'd help them get to that final destination somewhere in the area. They
mm-hmm.
might not be able to bike 10 miles, but if they can bike 5, get on the bus route, and go somewhere else, it would help them explore the area. So
mm-hmm.
it's good for the economy. It's good to get people out and exercising, and, of course, we love that they use transit, too. So,
right. How much training does a driver have before they put them on a bus, say, okay, go for it?
Right. Well, they have quite a bit of training, actually. They have to have their CDL
yeah.
and their air brake endorsement. They go through at least a 6 week of training, which includes classroom and also mentoring driving and instruction. We have a very thorough training program, so if somebody comes in and they say, gee, I've got my CDL, I've driven for somebody else, but I think I want to, you know, I'm semi-retired, and I think, you know, driving a bus would be a really cool thing. I like working with people. We would train them and give them all the information that they need to know in terms
mm-hmm.
of our policies and procedures, road safety, of course, FTA safety, and a lot of people do enjoy having that as a part-time job. So it's
yeah.
It is a lot of training, but we invest in our employees. They're a great asset to us, and they've made us what we are today. So
it's amazing, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
It's amazing, and when you're in semi-retirement mode, you know, you like to do something.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people say, you know, okay, now I'm retired, now what?
Now what?
Unless they've got their eye on a prize or a hobby or something they're doing that they really want to, that they're passionate about, this is a really good way to still keep that contact with the public and stay connected and do something that's really important for the community. And speaking of doing something important for the community, with all this snow, Juke, Max could really use some help. So those who have some extra time on their hands and want to assist Max, we would love if you or your church organization, your family, your civic groups, scouting groups, if you would be willing to adopt a bus stop for us.
Mm-hmm.
We have had our hands full trying to keep all of our bus stops clear and our shelters clear of snow and ice and making them accessible. So please do volunteer with us. We have another program for that where we can get you acclimated to what's involved. We give you all the supplies, all the training, and we would really appreciate the community help and support on that.
Well, they have to clean the snow away from the fire hydrants and that sort of thing, too. So,
yes. So I know a lot of people have been challenged, and we're also facing a challenge keeping
yeah.
the snow clear. So if anybody is interested, just do call us at Max at 355-1010. Just tell them that you're interested in adopting a stop. If you have a certain bus stop or shelter in mind that you would like to adopt, let us know that. We'll take all your information, have you fill out a volunteer application, and then we'll get you into training. And before you know it, the snow will be melted, and we'll have to look at next year, right?
Yeah.
That's being optimistic.
Okay, are the buses on a regular maintenance schedule?
They are. We have planned maintenance, and we right now we contract out our maintenance with the City of Holland. They do a fine job of keeping our buses in tip-top shape. And I must say, I've looked at other transit systems, and I think we have really one of the nicest fleets. It's one of the newest, and, you know, if air's not working right or something's not working, we get it in for maintenance right away. We usually pull it that very day, so they're doing a good job.
I know I see them rolling around, and they look pretty good.
They do, yeah. We're pretty happy with our fleet. It's the average age of our buses now is about 4 years old, and that's pretty darn good considering that it's, you know, a 10-year lifespan for the average bus.
Well, usually a diesel vehicle will travel a number of years without any large problems.
Right, yeah. And the Gilligs that we have right now, those are those very large low-floor buses that we have, extremely well-built.
Really?
Extremely well-built.
That's good.
So we're very pleased with those.
Mm-hmm.
Passengers seem to like them too. So if we can keep drivers, passengers, and our mechanics happy, I think we've got a winner.
So. Well, we're looking forward to the tulip time.
Yes, we
use
are.
Use of the buses,
and let's hope we'll get some sun and a little bit of warmth so they can start peeking through. So they'll be right on cue this year.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, we're about out of time here. Do want to thank you very much for coming in and going over the bus thing with us again.
Thank you, Duke. It's always a pleasure.
And we'll look forward to another visit with you before too long.
All right. Stay warm.